Good morning. It is 844 Galesburg's Morning News, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Tyler Bachman. Time for our weekly football chat here this morning as we're joined by Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. I'm definitely better than I deserve. It's good to see you both. I'm a little nervous. Jim's got a stack of papers. That means he's probably got a stack of questions for me or random facts.
Oh, no softballs.
Quiz me on.
No softballs.
Never. Never with you guys.
Both of us need help with our pro football pick, and we both picked the wrong winner last night. I'm sure a lot of people did, though, in that Broncos-Panthers game.
Well, one-point game like that, you knew it was going to come down the wire. Two good teams that are going to play it out. And it's just fun to see that season's underway and to get a Thursday night game in. So we all enjoyed watching it, and it's fun that it takes you into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and football being a team sport, you know, for many of us, we say, well, Peyton Manning's gone. They lost a player or two off their defense. They're probably not going to win. But as you've probably seen in your career, Damon, it's more than just one or two guys that make a football team.
Especially at the NFL level with such a tight roster, they're going to have the right guys in the right spots and have those opportunities quickly. And, I mean, they're in the business of winning games, so they're going to spend the money to get the players they need. Impressive performance by the quarterback of the Broncos.
Yeah, Siemens out of Northwestern, and he did a nice job for him.
Yeah, it's like Siemens who?
You know, right.
I mean, it's just kind of interesting to see when you follow the sheriff. Never an easy, you know, coattails to get on, but I'm sure he learned a lot there. And but that was a good performance by them.
Well, a guy that'd taken one snap in the NFL, and that was to take a knee. How does that happen? How can you go from that to that and make it work?
I can only imagine the meeting room. Do you, like, raise your hand and say, do you think I could get a few snaps? And then Peyton just looks over at you and say, no, sir, okay, I'll just sit here and watch you, Mr. Peyton, sir. Thank you very much, and teach me how to do this.
Absolutely.
So it's good to see, though. And again, at that level, they've played a lot of football, and they prepare so well. So it's fun to get the season underway.
Week one in the books for your Prairie Fire. You told us at the time you knew it was going to be a close game, knew it was going to be a tight game. Teams pretty evenly matched, but you can't spot a team some points and then have to play from behind. Can't dig yourself a hole.
Now, down 14-0 right in the first quarter and in the second quarter, it just, that's a tough spot to be in. I think we just hesitated and waited as a team, waited for someone else to make a play. And, you know, you got to look in the mirror for our guys. And now they're the older guys. It's time for them to do it. So, we got a score in the second quarter. We ran our traditional fake punt, which everyone loves to see in the stands, and scored on that possession. Went into halftime tied at 14, which was good to see from our guys, a little bit of fight. And then, you know, responded again in the third quarter, you know, as they got a cheap touchdown to go ahead 21-14, and that was it for the scoring of the day. We just kind of grudge matched it. But with a minute and a half left, we had the ball to drive the field, a chance to tie the game up, and, ended in an interception. And that's part of the game. You got to push for down the field, and our kids had our chances. I just think we kind of wasted some opportunities early.
Yeah, I kind of had visions a couple of years ago when you drove late. And I'm sure that probably was going through your mind as you were you got down at around the 20-yard line on that drive before you got picked off?
And it was great. Coach Allison leans over. Here we go again. You know, so, our quarterback does a good job, and he's a guy that we're, you know, still got to continue to learn and grow, and as a junior especially. But that last throw is a combination of a lot of things on that interception. And so we did some good things on offense, but I still think we can clean some stuff up. In the running game, we know where we need it to be at this point.
Midwest Conference play tomorrow. You'll take a trip up to Beloit, and a game you guys feel you're going to have to play well, but the one that you can come out with a W.
It's another opponent that we've always gone to the fourth quarter with. A couple years ago up there, we beat them in the fourth quarter, and then the last 2 years they came down this way, and it was a fourth quarter game as well. So I'm anticipating the same thing. The big question we have with Beloit is, there's our all-conference running back going to play? Mason Dixon, I wish we could hate him, but he's a great kid.
Mason Dixon, really?
His name is Mason Dixon. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, his dad's a Beloit graduate, so I'm sure he's smart enough to realize when he named his son Mason Dixon. But, you know, he's an all-conference guy, and he's just a great kid. And, you know, he didn't play last week against Lake Forest, and it really changed their offense, and I think it hurt him in that loss at Lake Forest.
Beloit for years was a team that they brought the biggest line over here I've ever seen the Midwest Conference one. They were just huge, and they would run a big fullback at you and just pound you to death for years. Is that still their philosophy up there?
Yeah, they've kind of changed. Coach Dewar now has been there for a few years, and Mason has been their offense, and they find a way to get him the ball a couple different ways. More of a spread scheme now, though, not as much fullback. Quarterback's a senior, an athletic kid, so they've taken advantage of the weapons they've had, but not the traditional eye power tight ends. Yeah. And so it's a little different, a little bit more modern.
Mm-hmm. Damon Tomeo joining us, head coach of the Knox Prairie Fire, and of course, it'll be after this week and for the rest of us that we'll find out the new mascot.
Looking forward to Sunday.
So the official announcement is
we're
later
close
on
enough
Sunday.
Now. Just let, oh, let yeah, the cat out of the bag.
Sunday at 4 o'clock. Yes, Sunday at 4 o'clock. I'm sure there's people listening, and no, I'm not going to tell you what it is. And yes, I do know what it is. I think it's a neat thing. It's going to be exciting, and it'll be interesting to see on Sunday for the students, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of publicity as it gets into Monday. I'm really excited to see our athletic director run around in the mascot outfit. That'll be exciting for me to see that as well.
Yeah, Chad doesn't have anything else to do. So.
No, no. His list of to-dos are very short. And, yeah. But as I've said, the costume's made for someone 5'6 to 5'10, and so I am excluded from the opportunity to wear it because you guys knew I would.
Well, we were talking about how tough you were last week that we said that we threatened to cover you in Fighting Scots gear if you wouldn't tell us, and you didn't care. You wouldn't allow it.
No.
Yeah. Well, I always thought it would be fun to be in one of those because you could do whatever you want. If nobody knows who you are,
that's
you know,
true.
You could just be the spontaneous person you always wanted to be,
there
right?
There you go.
And if you can do some cartwheels and backflips, it's even more exciting.
Yeah. Even better. Yeah. Get the mini tramp out. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk some other college football. Of course, there were some great games to kick off that season. Well, Illinois under Levy Smith, big win. Granted, it was Murray State, but I heard somebody talking about this. It might have even been with you, Jim Anderson, yesterday, saying, it's like, well, the good thing it was Murray State, but rather than, you know,
14 to 10,
it was they blew them out, which they should be doing when they played teams like that, or you would hope that would be the level you're at.
Absolutely, and that's why you schedule some games like that to get comfortable and get to know the guys a little bit under your feet, knowing the opponent is not quite the same level that you're at. So the challenge will keep coming forward into the Big Ten play for Illinois, but it was a positive first step in that direction.
It'll be a tough one for them with Carolina, though.
Different kind of game now.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're playing somebody that's a little bit more of a fair fight, and I think it's a gauge game for them, and that'll be good for them to see that. But still, they have the confidence of, hey, we can do this. We can win a football game, and as it keeps continuing to go forward, and if the message is what I would be preaching, which is we just got to keep improving. Just keep improving week to week, and let's battle and see where we're at when we play this week.
Mm-hmm. Looking back at the last week, I didn't stay up, but my dad did. He watched that Texas-Notre Dame game. He thought it was one of the greatest college games he ever saw. Did you see much of that?
You missed something special, yeah. My wife was going to bed, and I'm going, this night go to overtime. So I kept watching it, and it was neat to see. And one of the neatest things is the challenge that Texas has had in changing over personnel and coaching staff out of Mack Brown now and Charlie Strong, and seeing the players rally around Charlie Strong after the game, because he's definitely taking his criticism there. You know, with two quarterbacks starting a freshman, it was just a neat thing for the Texas program to put in all that work and kind of get a win that really is that puts them, are they on the map? I don't know, but I know a lot of people are starting to look over at Texas going, okay, this isn't the team we've seen for the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, and from what I understand, they went a little old school because the days of the big backs have kind of gone, but I guess they loaded up some big backs and ran at you.
Their quarterback is 250 pounds.
Wow.
I mean, just imagine a 250-pound guy running at you in a short yardage situation. That makes it a little challenging to tackle him for no gain. But he did a good job executing some of those overtime plays. And the freshman, for a freshman quarterback, big stage, I mean, that's an 18-year-old kid playing. That's amazing to see his success there. So hats off to him. Good job. And, you know, the other game we really enjoyed watching was the USC-Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was close for 5 minutes.
I'm glad at halftime I actually went to bed because then the part of the game we missed. But, you know, when Lane Kiffin makes a little tweet at 3:14 in the morning and says, I remember LAX when he got fired and his former employer at USC. So Alabama, I'm sure, ran that up a little bit late in the game. So I think college football's back, and it's good to see some of our usual haunts coming back at us. Yeah. But then a team like Texas also peering back up.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to this weekend as far as college football?
You know, I think it's just being able to see some of it. You know, with our head down, trying to find a way to beat Beloit. We got to kind of pay attention to that with our connections at Wofford, traveling to Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. We've been some communication on that. That should be an interesting game. Ole Miss coming off the last week's game that they had with Florida State. So, you know, I just want to be able to flip through the channel and at 10 o'clock on Saturday night watch the replays and the Sports Center highlights. So, like I said, college football's here, and I think we're all kind of excited just to be able to do that again.
Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern in a tough spot. They lost to Western Michigan, and now they got Illinois State coming in. Normally you'd say, well, Northwestern, the bigger school, but ISU's good, so that could be tough.
ISU's definitely been consistent. Western Michigan's no slouch. I think the staff there now, they're kind of getting into their fourth year, has kind of stabilized that program, again, at that level at the MAC conference. They're winning some games, and Northwestern, though, has shown early either flashes of brilliance or flashes of kind of like, oh, what kind of team do we have? Mm-hmm. So I expect them to come back together, and Northwestern has players this year, and they should be fine. Should be a good game this week, but I do expect Northwestern to be on top.
Let's talk some NFL. Of course, we already mentioned the game last night to kick off the season, the Panthers and Broncos. We'll have a full slate on Sunday and Monday. Bears, we have no idea. If you gauge by the preseason, you don't even want to bother watching them, but that you can't really gauge by that. But they'll be down at the Texans. I, for whatever reason, picked them on our pro football.
Somebody
pick
had
them.
To.
I don't know. I did, but I
Homer. Homer pick.
Have a feeling they're gonna struggle in that one.
Yes, there's a few defensive players in the Texans that make a difference.
Yeah,
that should be pretty good. Always a challenge to travel, but I think in the same sense in the NFL, they're better at it. But I think Texans are kind of rolling as a program right now, and that'll be a good challenge game for the Bears moving forward.
New England plays at Arizona. No Tom Brady for 4 weeks. Will Belichick find the next quarterback that will get him through?
The next Matt Castle, and then ship him off every season and sign a big contract and fizzle out. I think New England will find a way. I mean, if they can finish preseason or these four games, the non-Brady season, 2-2, you know, even 1-3, I think they're going to be fine as they move forward because the last weeks of the season is when they're going to come on anyways. So should be a good game, though, and being down a quarterback, I think it's going to be more, a closer game than people would like to see. And Arizona is obviously a very solid program.
I did make that pick. I picked New England for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Well, that's never a bad bet. No, you know,
but as you pay attention, he picked the Bears and he picked New England on the road without Brady.
Yeah, So in other words, don't pay attention to me is what you're saying.
Very
he also
interesting.
Picked the Raiders this week too. I think.
Oh man, who, I forgot who they've got.
Times are changing. Yeah, Raiders. When you start thinking of actually the Raiders being competitive.
Absolutely. All right. What else NFL wise? Who are you looking forward to?
Well, I was looking at the box score for the St. Louis Rams, and I realized they're not there. So you have to kind of look something different now. Yeah. It's fun chatting with people, and now people in Los Angeles that they feel like they have a football team again. So that's kind of fun to see those guys being able to participate back in that. So,
and as a coach, at any level, you probably had to feel a little sorry for the Vikings. I mean, here they are thinking, all right, we're good to go, and then on a freak play, their quarterback Bridgewater tears up his knee. And didn't even get hit. He's out, and so now their whole season with their new stadium's kind of up in the air, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of a bummer for Minnesota. And you know, with Bridgewater going down, I think this was their year. They're kind of saying this is a 12 plus win season for them with all the parts coming back, and now to have to kind of go to the free agent line to pick up a quarterback and the challenges there. That's kind of a bummer for Minnesota, and that'll be interesting to see how they end up. But it's going to be a tough season for the Vikings for sure.
Do you think? I think especially in the NFL that. The quarterback in the NFL, to me, if you take all the major sports, that position is probably the most difficult and most important of any single player on any sport. Would you agree with that?
It would be hard to argue that. In college football, I would still put it on the quarterback quite a bit. And then you start looking at other sports like the hockey goalie. The hockey goalie's on. I mean, it's tough to ever win, beat them. In baseball, if you get the right pitcher, the thing is the pitcher pitches every fourth game.
Right.
You know, a quarterback's going to play every game. So that's tough. That's tough. Even a batter in baseball, you can always pitch around one player. But for the sense of the quarterback, he's going to have the ball in his hands every down. And if you don't believe in it, look at what Peyton Manning did last season.
Yeah, absolutely. Damon Tomeo joining us, Knox College head football coach, is Prairie Fire in action tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock kickoff?
We got a 1 o'clock up in Beloit tomorrow.
At Beloit tomorrow. And then are you back home next Saturday?
Back home next week. St. Norbert coming to town, a team we haven't seen in a bit. St. Norbert coming off a win over one of the Wisconsin State schools. Should be a good team and probably arguably one of our conference champion type potentials coming to town. Then we travel up to Ripon in Wisconsin, and then we have a bye week and have a little break. Okay. And with classes starting Monday and the season kind of getting underway, that'll be a good break time for us.
Yeah, we were talking about this. So classes get underway this coming Monday.
This coming Monday. Okay. Guys, reminder, classes on Monday. And for students, which is always fun, is, we should register and get classes.
There's
There
is
that.
You
should do
that.
That's important.
I know we've seen a lot of them checking in, a lot of around town that some are around already. So, that time of year. And again, we'll find out after Sunday night the new mascot.
Yep, look forward to that. That'll be our conversation next week, I'm sure. And obviously, best of luck to Coach Doherty and safe travels to the Streaks today as they're going down to Marion. That'll be fun to – won't be there to see that one tomorrow, but we'll be following on the bus on the way home.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the time.
That is Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo. Our weekly conversation coming up tomorrow morning, Galesburg Live. I'll be in. We'll talk Carl Sandburg College, their 50th anniversary they're celebrating. We'll spend a couple of hours on that. We'll talk with Tom Wilson and the current president of Carl Sandburg College. Lori Sundberg will join us at 7:15 tomorrow morning. Of course, prior to that, we'll have Al Hayden and the Bass Pro Shops Hunting and Fishing Report at 6:15. News comes your way next.